You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to another edition of the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time, looking ahead to the action coming up on Thursday. The tracks on Thursday are Newbury, Market Race, Ludlow and Chelmsford. And it's live on Racing Radio from 12:30. Gordon Brown, Chris Pimlott and Kevin O'Malley will be guiding you through the afternoon's action. And for now, hopefully guiding you in the way of a couple of successful tips. My name's John Gibby, joined by Andrew Mount. Andrew, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, John. How are you doing?
Yes, I'm very, very well. Looking forward to what should hopefully be a great day of racing on Thursday. Newbury probably being the main meeting, and I understand that's where your two selections run.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm very interested in the Per Attempts qualifier, the 110. It's a 3-mile Class 2 handicap hurdle. And the one I like is Manella Online for Inform Oliver Sherwood. Now, Manella Online was running over fences last season, winning 2 from 4, both at Plumpton on good ground and soft ground. Failed to complete on the other two, though, after jumping poorly at Lingfield and Ayr. And is back over hurdles for his reappearance. And that's the key, really, his reappearance, because he goes so well when fresh. He's finished second, second and first on his last 3 seasonal debuts. And with Oliver Sherwood having made a good start to the season, I think Manella Online can score at the first time of asking.
Fantastic. Manella Online making the seasonal reappearance for Oliver Sherwood and Leighton Aspel. It isn't looking a bad race. I know these attempts series qualifiers are always fairly good affairs, but we've got some decent handicappers here, Andrew, the likes of What a Night, Del Arca, horses like that.
That's right. And To Be Fair, of course, who ran up a sequence last year for Deborah Hamer, was a winner of 7 on the bounce, I believe, and started that sequence off a handicap mark of 81. And, of course, actually ran in the Per Attempts final at the Cheltenham Festival, running off a mark of 143, so that was a massive improvement last year. He didn't run particularly well over fences on his comeback, so it'll be interesting to see how he gets on back over hurdles.
What about your other selection? We're staying at Newbury for this?
Staying at Newbury, going to the 210, which is a Class 2 Mares Novices hurdle, and one of my favourite jumpers in training goes in this, and that's number 2, Dame Rose, and that's going to be the selection. And Dame Rose first came to my attention last season after running 5th at 16-1 in a 14-runner Worcester bumper back in October. And that race worked out incredibly well. The race was won by Monty's Award, but I think the horses from 2nd through to 9th all won subsequently, some of them at massive prices. And Eskin Dash was 2nd in that race, Old Harry Rocks was 3rd, Getaway Whiskey 4th. And Dame Rose, so ran a blinder to finish 5th. Next time out, she went to Doncaster for a bumper. She was back from 20-1 into 10-1 and won that relatively comfortably by just over 3 lengths. And she progressed throughout the season and ended up by winning the Grade 2 Mares bumper at the Aintree Festival. I napped to that day, 25-1 into 14s, and won by half a length from Oscar Rose, Fergal O'Brien runner. And last month she reappeared at Hexham, running over hurdles for the first time. It was a very short price, starting at 5-2 on. Wasn't hard pressed to win by 12 lengths, and stepping up in class this time. But she's a very progressive filly, and being trained by Richard Hobson as opposed to sort of Nicky Henderson and Alan King, as several others in this race are, I think she's going to provide a spot of value.
And good to see a graded bumper winner from last year, having come out and won so imperiously first time out, albeit in what looks a relatively minor event at Hexham. Some of the winners and placed horses from the big bumpers last year have come out and disappointed on their first runs back, but not Dame Rose.
No, that's right, and I think she's still going the right way. This will only be her 6th run tomorrow, and although she's got to give weight to a few of her rivals, I think she's going the right way, and hopefully she'll be in each way price as well.
Fantastic. Well, those the selections for Andrew at Newbury tomorrow. As I mentioned, you can hear the action live on Racing Radio. But let's switch from looking at Newbury on Thursday to looking back to Exeter on Tuesday. And we had actually a very good meeting, as we always do at this time early on in the National Hunt season. The Howden Gold Cup meeting, of course, the Grade 2 feature race. And then we also had a very good novices chase we'll talk about in a minute, Andrew. But let's talk about the Grade 2 affair first. It was won by Politolog, of course, Paul Nichols, the horse that arguably should have won a Grade 1 last season at Aintree, if not coming to grief at the last. But despite idling in front slightly in the closing stages, he's made a winning appearance. And you have to say he's impressed here.
Definitely, and as is often the case, this race was dominated by the younger brigade. There were 3 6-year-olds in this year's renewal, including the winner, and San Benedetto, the second stablemate of Politolog. And that was a good performance first time out, a race that Nichols is often dominated, and put the memory of that fall at Aintree in April behind him, where he was again up against San Benedetto, and came down, whereas that one won by a head from Forest Behan. Forest Behan was disappointing in this race, but perhaps the soft ground was far too slow for him, having won on good ground on his reappearance at Kelso. But Politolog's certainly going the right way, and having raced over 2.5 miles on occasions last season, most of his races were over that trip, he did seem to appreciate the shorter distance, and I reckon he'll be sticking to that trip from now on. And I think they're talking in terms of the Tingle Creek for his next start.
Yeah, I was talking on the podcast earlier on this week with Wally Pimlott about Politolog, and we were both really keen on the horse for this race. I think one of the features that makes him such a exciting prospect over shorter trips, over fences, is he's a very good jumper of the fence.
Yeah, yes, he is. Obviously, aside from that...
from the fall. But that was more a stumble on landing.
Yes, that's right. I suppose. And he's... He's jumped well in the main, and that was he'd worn a hood for a few of his starts last season, and they'd taken that off for his comeback, and he certainly seemed to cope well enough with the preliminaries. So it'll be interesting how he gets on at bigger race days. Though you look at his Cheltenham record, not particularly impressive. He unseated behind North Hill Harvey on his first visit to Prestbury Park, was only 20th at the festival in the Coral Cup in 2016, when a 9-1 shot, and then last season he was 4th to York Hill, of course, in the JLT, although perhaps just didn't get home over the stiff 2.5 miles that day. So he's still got to prove he can do it at Cheltenham, but if he turns up in the Tingle Creek and wins that, he's got to go to the head of the betting, or certainly near it, for the Champion Chase, you would think.
Just want to put in a brief mention for R. Mad as well, who is disappointed slightly by pulling up, but a horse who's had a very interrupted career, especially over the past couple of years. Of course, a Grade 1 winner of the King Henry VIII at Sandown 2 years ago now, 2 seasons ago, beating Bristol De May that day, and then basically had to miss the festival that year because of an injury. Between then and the Holden Gold Cup yesterday, has only had the one run. That was in the Tingle Creek last December. Do you think this is purely a case, when he pulled up, of needing the run before coming back to hopefully something like his best?
You'd hope so, but I'd like to have seen a little more. I mean, you look at his reappearance last year when he went straight to the Tingle Creek, having been off for several months. He was 4th or 5th behind Under So. It ran a really good race, set a bit blistering pace, and only succumbed in the closing stages to be beaten by just over 3.5 lengths. Yesterday, he was very weak in the betting, and he was soon beaten. On paper, everything was right. He likes soft ground. He goes well on right-handed tracks. So we're just hoping that that was needed badly, and next time out he can show more. But the jury's out for the moment, and he won't be carrying my cash until he proves his well-being on the course.
It'll be interesting to see how his career can pan out from here. And another horse that'll be very interesting to see how their career can progress from yesterday is Bally Optic, an imperious winner of the Novices Chase, which was the race on the card after the Howden Gold Cup. Great afternoon for Sam Twist and Davis, winning 4 of the races on the card in the end. And I think he won those for 3 different trainers as well. Boss Paul Nichols, his dad, and then for David Dennis as well. So a great afternoon at the office for young Samuel. And probably the most impressive of the winners was this one, Andrew. Bally Optic, who's gotten off the mark at fences at the first time of asking in Imperial Star.
Yeah, it was an impressive performance. 3 miles on soft ground. He jumped for fun at the head of affairs and never looked in any danger at any stage. Barney Duane, disappointed, finishing back in third. Elegant Escape, is a useful sort, and he was 13 lengths back in second. So you go back to last season, and he also made a winning reappearance in the Grade 3 Silver Trophy Handicap Hurdle at Chepstow, and was then in the process of running a very big race in Grade 2 company at Wetherby when falling, and then had plenty of decent form behind. You know what I mean, Harry? Did actually run in the Stairs Hurdle in the end, but was pulled up in that contest. So it has the potential to be a better chaser than hurdler, and of course he was a fairly classy hurdler as well. So be interesting to see where he goes from now on. They're talking about the 4 miler potentially as a long-term Cheltenham Festival target. Here we are in early November already talking about the Cheltenham Festival.
Yeah, I know.
It didn't take long, did it, for that to happen during the current jump season. It's very, very exciting prospect. And of course, Nigel Twiston Davis remains in fine form. Had another good spell in October, as he often does, 11 winners this year. And he's continued that into November with a 1-2 in the Charlie Hall Chase last week, as well as Ballyoptic's win.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Ballyoptic could do potentially with a festival target, presumably being either the 4 miler or the RSA, just being a horse who looks full of stamina. And really, a true stayer. Something that's been picked up on by his trainer, Nigel Twiston Davis. Another thing picked up on by Nige yesterday, speaking to the press afterwards, he said he couldn't believe that Barney Duane had been sent off favourite over this fellow. I mean, with the glorious benefit of hindsight, of course, everyone might say that. But
yeah, thanks, Nige. Can you tell us beforehand next time?
Do you think that was a genuine pricing error?
Well, yeah, the market's pretty efficient, so it doesn't get it wrong very often. But there are obviously a lot of people around about who fancied Barney Duane to run a big race. I mean, there wasn't that much in it. It was 6-4 versus 7-4, so they were fairly close together in the betting. What's interesting as well is Ballyoptic is entered to run at Kempton next Monday in a 3-mile novices chase. And just looking at his campaign early last season, he did run quite regularly, twice in October, November, December. So we might see him out again, gaining more experience.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how he can progress from here, Ballyoptic. I saw a little bit of a difference in opinion as well in terms of a potential festival target for him. He was being shortened in to different prices by different firms. We won't mention those different prices, except for the price being offered by William Hill, of course. And if you fancy him for the RSA, he's currently 20-1. A fair price for you, Andrew?
The trouble is, Nigel Twiston Davis is known for running some of his novices in handicap chase company at the festival as well. So you've got the Ultima races like that. So maybe take a price for him to win any festival race if that option is available.
In fact, funny you should say that.
Rather than a specific target at this stage if you fancy him to win at Cheltenham.
Funny you should say that, because I've just come across that very market here completely by coincidence, and I don't actually see him. I mean, there seems to be every jump source in training is priced up on here.
I'm sure he'll pop up at some stage, particularly if he wins at Kempton next Monday.
So if anyone fancies him to win any race at the festival, I'm sure if you tweet at William Hill, the traders will be more than happy to add Ballyoptic to that win any race at the festival market. But as you said, Andrew, plenty of water to run under the bridge yet. It is very early days.
Well, we have to, a word of caution, he's yet to win at Cheltenham.
Yeah.
We often get good ground at the festival, and he's only won on good ground on one occasion. Four defeats as well. You look at his wins, the majority have come on officially soft or heavy going. Four of the five of them. So, maybe it is ground dependent. Maybe he'll end up having, getting some experience very quickly and being a novice running in the Welsh National.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not impossible where Mr. Twiston Davis is concerned.
We've heard Andrew's selections for Newbury on Thursday, so we thank him in advance to tippy up a couple of the winners there.
There's no money back guaranteed, though. You ought to emphasise that.
There is absolutely no
money. The value of your investment can go down as well as up.
That is very important. Gamble responsibly when the fun stops, stop, all the rest of it. But it's time for the podcast to stop now. That's all we've got time for today on the Daily Racing Podcast. Be back tomorrow, and make sure you tune into William Hill's Racing Radio from 12:30, Newbury Market Race in Ludlow and Chelmsford are your tracks on Thursday. Andrew, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, John.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.